You're listening to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. Up next, we present a replay of our Sunday, June 14th church service with a message from Pastor Jeff and worship music led from Ellen and the worship team.
We celebrate you, Lord Jesus, today. Thank you, Lord God. Let's praise the Lord.
I'll praise in the valley and praise on the mountain.
Praise on the mountain.
I'll praise when I'm sure. When I'm doubting, I'll praise when I'm numbered, and praise when surrounded. This praise is the water my enemies drown in. Oh, praise cause there's nobody greater than you. I'll praise cause you're sovereign. Praise cause you reign. Praise cause you rose and defeated the grave. I'll praise cause you're faithful. Praise cause you're true.
Sing of your love.
Praise your holy name.
Yeah.
worship your holy name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Covering those things from coming back. Yes. The Lord says, move forward in my will. Do not look back. Do not look back. Seek me and trust me, and I will do a great thing. But lay it down, because it will burn you. If you do not lay down sins and unforgiveness, they will burn you. I'm sick and tired of it. It's time to lay it down.
worthy of it all.
You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. From you are all things, and to you are all things. Oh, you deserve the glory, all the saints and angels, and all the saints and angels. They bow before your throne, and all the elders cast their crowns before.
Thank you, worship team. Isn't that awesome? Feel the presence of God and to be in the presence of God. And you know, it's funny, we were away on the weekend here with Brian and Melissa and their wedding. And what a joy it was to do the ceremony. And I'm going to share, sorry guys, but I'm going to, this is on my heart. You know what I loved was, what I saw was the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's like, God has redeemed your lives, guys. And he's transforming you, like from the first time I met Brian to, and then Melissa, and I've seen the progression in your life and how Jesus is working in your life. And then that church is what it's all about. And so I just wanted to share that. I just had so much joy, and I'm like, you know, like, because that's what God wants to do in people's lives. He wants to call them out of the world, and he wants to show them how much they are loved by him, and he wants to transform their lives. I remember Nancy and I were two of those people too, and, you know, it's like, church, that's what he wants. And he wants people like that to be able to come into the presence of the church and experience love. And I've seen that from you guys as we've gotten to know Brian and Melissa. You guys have shown that love. That's what it's all about. Anyways, I had to get that off my chest. Because God is awesome, right? Like, I mean, that is what he wants to do. And so I'm so thankful for the church and so thankful for what God is doing in the midst of all the stuff that's going on in the world. And we can rely on Jesus no matter what, you know. Sometimes I'm going to ramble, but that's okay. You know, like sometimes you get so worked up by the news and all the things that are going on in the world, and you can get distracted about the main thing. The main thing is Jesus and his return. Someday he's coming back, church. He's coming back for a spotless bride. And so, you know, he's not done. He's not done in my life. He's not done in your life. He is working. And I want to encourage you. Sometimes it feels like he's not working. Sometimes you look at things and you're like, why, Lord? What is going on? But he's working. Because you see, God sees the whole picture, right? We just see in part. And so I was going to preach on Nehemiah and about, you know, the rebuilding of the walls and how, you know, this group of people worked on this right, and right next to them, this group worked on this side. But it's funny, I said to Nancy all week, I'm like, I'm going to come back to Nehemiah next week because I feel like God has something else to say in the moment. And I want to encourage you that you have a good shepherd. And so that's where we're going to go. We're going to go to John 10. I woke up this morning and said, John 10. Then I jumped in the shower and I said, okay, Lord, John 10. And so I want to read John 10 to you. This is our shepherd. John 10, verse 11. Don't you love the gospel? Yeah, John 10, verse 11, we're going to go to about verse 18. It says this, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolves coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. But Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep. I know my sheep, and I am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and they will be one flock and one shepherd. Therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for the word of truth. Lord, I pray this morning that as we look at your word, Lord, that we would see you in a new way, and we would see you as the good shepherd. You don't let us go. You care about us like a good shepherd. And so, Lord, bless your word. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, in a world that's so uncertain sometimes, it's full of chaos and competing voices. You ever go through your week and you've got every voice but the Holy Spirit in your head? You know, we all long for safety. We all long to feel like we belong, to have direction. And in these verses, Jesus reveals himself as the good shepherd, the one who knows his sheep by name. That should bring us great encouragement that the Lord Jesus, the God who created all things, knows us by name. He knows us wholly, completely, knows us better than we know ourselves. And he lays down his life for their salvation. Because Jesus is the good shepherd, we can trust his care and follow his voice. And we can rest in the security of our salvation or his sacrificial love. He went to the cross to save us, to redeem us. There's something inside every human heart, I guarantee it. There's something in every single person that longs to know and be loved, that wants to be led, that craves security when life seems uncertain, that desires guidance when the path seems unclear. Everyone desires to belong when the world feels cold and lonely. You long to belong. Jesus makes a bold, beautiful declaration. He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And it's with these words that Jesus invites us into relationship, marked by intimacy, protection, and sacrificial love. He isn't distant, folks. God is not distant. He's not distracted. He knows us by name. He isn't just a teacher giving instruction. He personally leads us to still waters, the Bible says, and to green pastures, to rest. And he isn't like the hired hand who flees when danger comes. He stays. He protects. He loves. He lays down his life to rescue his sheep. What does it really mean to belong to the Good Shepherd? To be fully known and deeply loved? To hear his voice? I was talking with somebody not too long ago, and they're like, I don't think I've ever heard the voice of God. I'm pretty sure they have. They just haven't quite recognized it yet. I said, get into the Word. Get into the Word. You'll hear the voice of God. To know it's the voice of God and to be led by that voice. I'll warn you, there's lots of voices out there. They're not all the Holy Spirit. To rest in the confidence of who your Savior is. To be secure in it. Knowing he's already defeated sin and death on our behalf. These verses in John are a reminder if we're ever just feeling lost or confused or weary. You ever felt weary? It's an invitation to just come home. Just come home when you feel weary. Just get back to Jesus. Crawl into the arms of the Good Shepherd. I love it when my daughter crawls into my lap. You know, I said, I hope when you're 20, you still want to do that, you know, like that you still love me that much. But I'm like, I think Jesus wants us to do the same thing. That we would just come into his presence confidently, like a dad would wrap his arms around, you know, I squeeze my little daughter like, oh, I just love her. Right. And I think God feels that. good shepherd. For those walking closely with him, it's a reminder that his voice still calls. His presence still comforts. And his love still sustains us. We have an opportunity to encounter the heart of Jesus in this moment. The one who sees us and knows us and calls us his own. Woo! You, if you've accepted Jesus Christ, you are his own church. That's the good news of the gospel. You are precious to him. Jesus is truly the good shepherd. We need to ask, what does that mean for us today? How does he care for us in ways no one else can? I guarantee you the world has that question. First, the truth is, God knows his sheep. The good shepherd knows you. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep. And I love this. My sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, I know the Father. It always blows my mind when I think about that. The same intimacy and closeness that exists between the Father and the Son is the way Jesus knows us. I'm like, it's amazing. It's not just a religion, it's a relationship. It's intimate, it's real, church. He doesn't just know about us, he knows us. Sometimes that makes me nervous. Sometimes that makes me nervous. He knows me. He knows my story. He knows my struggles. He knows my failures and fears, and he knows my hopes. And here's the beautiful part. He loves me anyways. That's the good news. He loves you. Despite all the stuff, he loves you. Psalm 139 says, you have searched me, God. You have searched me, Lord. And you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise, you perceive my thoughts from afar. Woo. No hiding your thoughts with God. The good shepherd doesn't miss a single detail of our lives. Even things we wish we could hide from him. He already sees it. He doesn't turn away. Isaiah 43:1 reminds us, it says, do not fear. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. We're not just strangers in the crowd. We are known personally by the shepherd. He calls us by name. He claims us as his own, precious. We're not just strangers. Think about the parable of Luke in Luke 15. It's the parable of the lost sheep. Remember that? Leaves the 99, goes and searches for the lost one. I was that lost one. Some of you were that lost one. And he searched you out. He searched you out. That's not just a story about numbers. That's about you and I. That's about the shepherd who knows when we're wandering. He knows what we're thinking, what we're doing. And he comes after us. He's the one who lifts us up. He's the one who carries us. When we can't go forward, he carries us. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Can you let that truth sink in? Can you settle that in your heart? We're not invisible to God. We're not forgotten. We're not overlooked. The Good Shepherd knows us. And when we feel small, sometimes we do. Sometimes this happens. Or insignificant. when life makes us feel unseen or forgotten, know this. Your Good Shepherd has not forgotten you. He has seen you. He knows you. Maybe there's somebody here that's just feeling that right now. I want to encourage you. Your Good Shepherd knows you. He sees what's going on. He sees our hearts. Sees past all the nonsense. He's the creator of the universe. He knows our name. He loves us. And I love it. God will not abandon us, ever. And if the Good Shepherd truly knows his sheep, the next natural question, or at least I think it's the next natural question, is what does he do with that knowledge? It doesn't just know us from a distance. And I love this. I want you to know this. God takes responsibility for you. If you're a child, his child, he takes responsibility for you. You're his. That means the Good Shepherd doesn't just know his sheep. He leads them. He leads them. This is what it says in John 10, 3 and 4, and then verse 27. He says this, the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. Leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. What an amazing picture. Ooh. Sometimes I think we just live carnal lives instead of listening to the Good Shepherd. I speak that. Sometimes that happens in my life. See, shepherds in the ancient world didn't drive their sheep from behind with force, didn't use dogs. They walked ahead. They had learned his voice. They followed him. Actually, we had years ago, we had a lady in our church that was a shepherd, and she demonstrated that she could just call their names, and they came running. And they followed her. They walked ahead, or he walked ahead, and the sheep followed because they trusted the shepherd's voice. That's how Jesus leads us. Not with fear, not with force, but with a voice that calls us into life. Psalm 23 reveals the same picture. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. He leads, church. The shepherd doesn't abandon us or us to figure out life. You're not alone. He doesn't leave us to wander through the desert, through uncertainty, without direction. He goes before us. He leads us. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 says this, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Don't take the wheel of your life. Jesus does a better job. To be led by the shepherd is to exchange our anxiety. It's to exchange our self-reliance for his wisdom, for his guidance. But the question has to be, are we listening to his voice? Because in our world, there's so many competing voices. Voices of fear, voices of culture, voices of doubt, demonic. Voices that promise security but can't deliver. And if we're not careful, those voices can drown out the voice of the Holy Spirit. That's why immersing ourselves in the Word matters. That's why prayer matters. That's why fellowship matters. These are places where we turn our ears to recognize His voice. And when we hear Him, we can follow Him with confidence. Even when the path looks a little rocky and bumpy, we can still follow Him. When we face decisions, when we feel pulled in a dozen different directions, because we've all been there. We don't know which way to go. We can remember the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd is already ahead of us. His voice is steady. His presence is sure. His path will always lead to life, church. Follow Him. Because He alone is the way. He's the way. He's the one who gives us life. The Good Shepherd knows His sheep and He leads His sheep. But there's one more truth. And this is the most important one of all. He lays down His life for His sheep. Jesus declares, "I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down His life for His sheep. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord." This is the heart of the gospel. Jesus isn't like the hired hand who runs when danger comes. He isn't like the false shepherd of Israel's who cared more about their own things or how they looked. No, Jesus willingly, listen, He willingly lays down His life. He chooses the cross for you, for me. He chooses you. He chooses you. Romans 5:8 says, "But God demonstrated His own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." That's not reluctant love there. That's not half-hearted devotion. That's the shepherd saying, "I will pay the ultimate price to rescue my sheep." And Hebrews 13:20 calls Him that great shepherd of the sheep who through His blood secured an eternal covenant. And in Revelation 7:17, it gives us a final picture of it all. He says, "For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The shepherd became the Lamb, went to the cross, spilt His blood. And by that sacrifice, we are loved. We are redeemed. That's why, here's why it matters for us. Because His sacrifice, because of His sacrifice, we never have to doubt if we're loved. We're loved. Jesus demonstrated it on the cross. When life feels fragile, we're loved. When death seems final, we're loved. When sin feels overwhelming, we're loved. The cross of Jesus shouts that. Let this good shepherd wrap his arms around you this morning. He loves us so much that he wants us to deal with sin in our lives. He loves us so much that he doesn't let us go. He doesn't let us stay the way we are. We're safe in the good shepherd's arms. He knows his sheep. He leads his sheep. And he laid down his life for his sheep. Amen? Worship team, would you come? Would you stand?
Amen. Well, thank you, Pastor. It's nice to know we can just come to the Lord, and he loves us as we are, no matter what we've done, and we can just rest in his arms. Amen. And sometimes I fall and pray. Come, Jesus, come. Let today be the day. And sometimes I feel like I'm gonna pray, but I'm holding on to a hope. Strong just the same, and all will be made.
down, I know this world isn't home. Come, Jesus, come.
Pray and bless you. Father, we thank you for this time. Time to worship you, time to read your word, time to be reminded that you are our good shepherd. Lord, I pray a blessing over each person here as they go throughout their week, their coming week, Lord, that you'd give them divine appointments, that you would help them to feel your presence. Help them to hear your voice in a clear way. And just bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
We want to thank you for joining us today, and we invite you to worship with us next Sunday in person at Grace Christian Fellowship. We'd love to have you. Have a great week.